Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking about Season of Peace with Lieutenant Nate Chio from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on SOS Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
So you work with the Office of Community Engagement for the police department. This is a team where you're working hard every day to help make Las Vegas a better place to live in a time where, well, this world feels a lot more crazy than when we were growing up, huh, Nate?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So we're trying to do our best to connect the police department with the community at large through a lot of the different programs that we've been talking about here.
So your department works with gang prevention, it works with opioid diversion, you work with the Police Athletic League, you work with homeless outreach, you have a lot of different things that you're able to speak into from a community standpoint.
Yeah, that's really a great thing about our police department is we've taken a really progressive step outside of other police departments in the country that we take our mission seriously about being partners with the community and getting out there and doing non-traditional police work, but connecting our department with the community at large.
It's wild because we don't think these things are going to hit close to home at our kids' school, but then you'll see stories like at Canyon Springs High School, there was a student that actually lost his life on campus. And, you know, RECAP, which is an organization that's part of the city of Las Vegas, and partnership with Metro, and a lot of the faith communities involved as well. It's about rebuilding every city around peace. And we've been doing assemblies at different high schools here around town to talk about prejudice, to talk about injustice, to talk about racism, but to really have some honest discussions because we know there's so many people that are hurting or so many people that have felt victimized.
I totally agree with you on that part. As the police department, we partner with Pastor Troy Martinez and the RECAP program, and we fully support what he's trying to do in the schools. Our police department is fully behind his efforts. My office is actually the focal point for the RECAP program with Pastor Troy and the other faith-based ministers that are part of the program, and we could always use more. So anyone out there listening that are within a church or a faith-based minister that would like to help, please, we could use all the help we can get to expand RECAP even more within the city.
So tell us a little about what RECAP does.
What we've seen, and I've been on the police department now for 23 years, is if we have a shooting in a certain area, whether it be a low-income area or a high-crime area, gang-related area or gang-related shooting, that shooting sometimes will result in retaliatory shooting. And having been on those scenes as an investigator, the tension during the shooting within the neighborhood is extremely high. And there's a potential for retaliation in that just because of that act of violence, and it perpetuates another act of violence and another act of violence. So you have this continuing cycle, and more people get hurt. What RECAP does is we come in. We have a core of volunteers, faith-based volunteers, that will come into the community, not for any other reason, but to do outreach to the community at large. And what we found through the RECAP program is it brings the tensions within that community down to a lower level where reason can come into place versus emotion. Yeah. One of the best success stories that I can think of that happened, our Northwest Area Command, was a 16-year-old girl was shot incidentally during a gang-related shooting. She wasn't the intended target. And unfortunately, this child lost her life. And during the aftermath of that, the tensions within that community were really high, and there was a lot of talk of retaliation for this shooting. But because of the great work of our police officers in the Northwest Area Command and the great partnership we have with some of our faith-based ministers out in that area, they came into that area of town, talked to the residents, talked to the family, and offered resources and offered prayer. And fortunately, to this day, there has not been a retaliation for that one shooting. So anecdotally, I have numerous stories about our success in that part and whatever works to keep our community tensions at a lower point where there doesn't result in violence. That's what RECAP does.
We're talking to Lieutenant Nate Chio from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on SOS Radio. In Proverbs, it says, we train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Part of the police work that your department does includes the Police Athletic League. It's really about mentoring inner-city youth and working to help prevent, you know, gang violence and getting involved in gangs and crime. But, you know, there's a lot of students in our city that mom and dad aren't around. They're working all the time, or maybe one of the parents is incarcerated. They're just not feeling the love that they need, and they find that in other places. But the Police Athletic League really plays a vital role in a mentorship program.
Most definitely. When what we found is that one of the best avenues to reach at-risk youth is through sports. Numerous pro athletes that we can think of off the top of our head got out of their neighborhoods or got out of their poverty through their athletic abilities. So what the Police Athletic League does is we connect at-risk youth into programs where they have some place to go, where they can take those energies, and we can get them off of the street, and we can get them plugged in. And while they're playing sports, our mentors and our coaches are able to have a captive audience where we can teach them some life lessons and some give them some direction on where their life can go and give a kind of open their eyes on what their possibilities for their life is. Some of these kids, they've never been outside their 4 or 5 block neighborhood, so they don't know how big this world is. So through the Police Athletic League, we've been able to open their eyes to what the possibilities of what their individual lives can be, not past their neighborhood, but also past the what they're used to in their environment, and show them that they do have a bright future if they just take the right steps.
So school's going to be releasing soon for summer, and I got to imagine you're going to be needing a lot of coaches and a lot of mentors to step in to help this growth.
Absolutely. Our Police Athletic League is expanding. We've partnered with the Raiders for a Valleywide Flag Football League. We're partnering with the Vegas Golden Knights in the process of planning a street hockey league. The new Aviators are in town, and we're trying to partner with them. So the PAL program will be expanding throughout, and we could always use some volunteers, some coaches, anybody that has a heart to help these kids in that aspect could use the help. Because for PAL, our Police Athletic League, I have 2 officers. So they're already overworked as it is.
Yeah.
But if we're going to expand these programs, and that's my commitment, is to try to expand these programs to reach more at-risk youth, to get them away from the gang lifestyle, away from the violent lifestyle, and more productive, and show them that God has made them and has a very great plan for them. All they have to do is just open their eyes and take the right steps. Then that's what we're going to do.
All right. So if you're listening right now, you're like, you know what? I could coach a flag football team. I could coach a street hockey team, or maybe, you know, coach a baseball team. Where would we plug in, Lieutenant Chio?
You can always call our PAL office, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. We do have a website. It's pallvmpd.com. And also, anytime that for the recap volunteers, please also call our main office for the Office of Community Engagement. And that is 702-828-3309 is our number there.
We're talking to Lieutenant Nate Chio from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on SOS Radio, and he works with the Office of Community Engagement. And just this past week, Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado was placed on lockdown again. I mean, we all know the memories from 1999, but Rachel Scott was one of those students who lost her life at Columbine back then. But her family since then has started a charity, and it's called Rachel's Challenge because of that. Her parents recognize, you know what, there's prejudice in our world. Whether it's inner city schools or suburban schools, there's bullies, there's conflict in our world. But if we can learn to actually deal with conflict in a healthy way, we can learn from one another. We can have some dialogue. We can see each other's hearts that often get blocked out by all the anger and all the frustration that we carry.
That's a great program with Rachel's Challenge. I'm so happy that they're here. And kudos to Pastor Troy for being able to bring them here into our schools. And as to start off the season of peace, like I said, our police department fully supports the season of peace, and we're partnering with our community partners to embrace it. One of the things, the central message for Rachel's Challenge is that this isn't a new problem. When we were kids and when our parents were kids, racism, intolerance has always been there. And it's just how we now deal with it and how we teach our next generation how to deal with it is what we're trying to do now. And the difference now than when we were is the level of violence that can be associated with it, with school shootings and things of that nature. So we live in a dangerous world at times, and unfortunately, this is the world we live in. So we have to reach the next generation to make better choices, to not resort to violence, to not pick up the guns, and not to take that what used to be an argument of words is now an argument of bullets. And we have to try to mitigate that and try to reach those kids to get them into a different lifestyle.
Now, Lieutenant Chio, as you've been on the Metropolitan Police Department for like 20 plus years, how have you grown to see racism a little differently than maybe you thought when you first started as a police officer?
I have a different experience than most cops. I am the son of an immigrant, and I immigrated to this country when I was very little. And my first elementary school, me and my two brothers were the only Asian kids in that school. So I experienced racism firsthand. We were in a lot of fights, a lot of trouble, just because me and my brothers never spoke any English, and we had to learn. My viewpoint on that is different. When I hired on as a police department, I can tell you that each police officer I've met, I'm not gonna say that there is not a bad police officer out there, because we're all human and we're all fallible. And sometimes we all make mistakes. But what I can say as an organization for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is we do not tolerate that with the conduct of our officers. We do not tolerate any kind of racism. We don't tolerate any kind of targeted enforcement based on race, color, creed. And we hold those officers accountable for that kind of behavior. I am proud to say I'm a member of this police department and that we are very as transparent as possible with our community to show, hey, yes, we can make mistakes because we are all human and people make mistakes, but we will hold our people accountable. Our department will be transparent with the public, and we are here to truly partner with the community and make this community safer.
Your heart and why you want to be a police officer is you want to serve and protect.
Yes, and that is exactly what every police officer enters the police academy and makes a choice to put on that badge with the heart of, I want to help. And that is to a T, I could say almost 100% of the officers, even now within our academy, the people that hire on, that is the underlying theme, is we all just want to help make this place a better place. We want to go after the people that are hurting the public, and that's just what we do. And for me personally, my career was in investigations, and then now I'm in community engagement. And I can say that this past year and a half that I've been in community engagement has really opened my eyes to a different type of policing. Whereas before, I was focused on catching the bad guys and making the cases on the bad guys and putting them in prison and holding them accountable for their actions. And although that is an important part, and we're really good at doing that with the Metropolitan Police Department, the other part that we're working on, and I think that we're doing a really good job on, my office, is partnering in non-traditional ways with the department through the Office of Community Engagement and through the programs. We're reaching out to those people and showing, hey, there's a different part of policing that encompasses not only the enforcement incarceration, but also the reintegration of those prisoners through our partnership with Hope for Prisoners, and also reaching those at-risk youth to try to prevent them from even being involved in a life of crime.
Yeah, you believe in second chances.
Absolutely. Everybody, I think, deserves a second chance. There are some people that I think we can all agree that they should never be out of prison just because of the things that they have done. But those are a very, very small percentage of the people that are there. People make mistakes. People need to be held accountable. But if you don't let them back into our society or give them the means to get back into our society, we're really forcing their hand to just do what they were doing before, and it's a revolving door of incarceration.
We're talking to Lieutenant Nate Chio from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on SOS Radio today. We're sharing about the Season of Peace, and this is something that Metro has been partnering with the City of Las Vegas, and with our team here at SOS Radio, and a lot of our Clark County schools. You know, Rachel's Challenge is an organization that goes into schools and holds assemblies, and we talk about racism, we talk about healthy conflict, we talk about dealing with prejudice. And it was just about a week ago, we were over at Canyon Springs High School and over at Western High School, and their Rachel's Challenge team was sharing the story of Rachel Scott, who actually lost her life in Columbine High School back in 1999. But for me, the big takeaway was just talking about seeing the good in people on the front end rather than assuming the negative. And a lot of times we don't think like, oh, I'm prejudiced, or oh, I'm a racist. Like, oh, I see everybody equally. But we do have bias based on whether it's our cultural background or our economic background or the school that we grew up in, even the state or the country that we grew up in. We take those things in just the way we see our worldview. But when we start and we're automatically seeing negative about someone else because they're different, that always leads to problems.
Yeah, and the best thing about Rachel's Challenge is they're talking about it, and it's out there, and it's making kids and adults think about biases and how, even though we have those inherent biases, everybody has them, that we can't let those overwhelm what our actions and how we're going to treat people just because of that inherent bias, that we have to judge the person by their actions and not by what they happen to be. It's great that Rachel's Challenge is in there in the schools, talking to the kids about it, Because when you and I were kids, Scott, that was never really brought up. And now, because of the things that have happened, we have to bring that up now. So in order to try to help our kids make better choices.
You know, it's so interesting, Lieutenant Chio, as we talk about season of peace, one of the things that was brought up was how many guns just show up on school campuses around the country. So much of it isn't that just guns are easy to get or that they're bought and sold. A lot of times it's just guns aren't locked up in our own homes. You know, whether we go out and hunt or we go out and shoot targets out in the desert or things like that, go to the range and shoot some clays, and then you go back home and you don't lock up your guns. And that's how a lot of these are getting into kids' hands. It's not necessarily all stolen items.
Yeah, a lot of the things that what we're trying to push out is responsible gun ownership. I fully believe that everyone has the right to bear arms and believe in the Constitution, but we have to be responsible with our guns. We can't just leave them laying around. It breaks my heart every time there's at least one or two incidents a year where a child has access to an unsecured firearm and unfortunately a tragedy happens and the child loses his life. There should be no excuse for that. If you have a responsibility to have a gun, then act responsible and lock your guns up if you're not using them. Because of that message, one of the things I believe that we can really affect is the number of stolen guns that make their ways out into our streets, make their ways into crime scenes, is if our gun owners would just be responsible and lock their guns up. Lock their guns up. Don't leave them laying around. Lock your guns up. Don't leave them in your car unsecured. Don't leave them in your house unsecured. So if you're the victim of an unfortunate burglary, the bad guys will have access to those unsecured guns and they make it out into the street.
You and I were in a meeting a few weeks ago at the city of Las Vegas, and the mayor's team was talking about responsible gun ownership and just simply locking up your guns in your house, locking up the ammunition so your kids can't take those or a child's friend who's over can't take those. I mean, one of the most fascinating things that came up was when guns are stolen, most people will say, hey, my gun was stolen. Oh, what was it? Oh, it was a Glock. It's a Glock 19. It's black. It's got this color handle. And you're like, hey, do you have the serial number on that? No, I don't know what that is. Well, that's how you track stolen guns. But most gun owners don't even write those things down anymore.
No.
And so you can't track it.
Yeah, and it's been a bit of a challenge for us as a police department. A few years ago, we got rid of the necessity to register our firearms, and that was passed in the Nevada legislature. So prior to that, if you owned a handgun here in Clark County, you had to register your handguns with us, with the police department. And it helped us keep track of guns when guns are stolen to know what the serial numbers are and things like that. Now the onus has become on the gun owner itself. So for all you gun owners out there, please keep track of your serial numbers. Put them in a safe. Take pictures of them. Upload them into the cloud. There's programs out there that for free that you can actually keep track of your serial numbers. So that way that if the unfortunate circumstance where they are stolen, we as a police department can take that report and notify other police departments in this country that your gun was stolen. So if it happens to be found somewhere in the country, we can find out that that gun was actually stolen and get that back to you.
We're talking about the season of peace on SOS Radio with Lieutenant Nate Chio from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. He works with the Office of Community Engagement. And recently, Rachel's Challenge program was doing assemblies at a lot of our different schools here around the valley, from Western to Canyon Springs, SECTA. A lot of our schools are really digging into talking about the issues of injustice and racism and prejudice. But injustice is one of the parts that we don't talk a whole lot about in the suburbs, but in the city, that's often the focus of the discussion, right? Because you feel victimized. You see people bullying you. You see racism and you say, hey, this affects me or this affects my kids. And it escalates things really quickly. And that's a big part of this discussion we're trying to have in our high schools.
Yes. And again, it's one of those things where we have to discuss this with our young kids and we have to let them know that, hey, this is what's going on. And in the suburbs, we may not have it as often as in the inner city, but what I will tell you is that it happens everywhere in the city. It can happen in Summerlin, it can happen in Henderson, it can happen in Green Valley Ranch. Wherever you think that it's my kids won't be affected by it, it can happen there. So you have to have those talks with your kids on what proper means of de-escalation are and how to deal with that kind of conflict in a positive way and not resort to violence.
Now, Lieutenant Chio, you're part of the team that works with a lot of people that are coming out of our prison system, you know, particularly Hope for Prisoners, God Behind Bars, and there's some other great organizations that work in that space, Prison Fellowship. And what have you learned about helping people to see past those bias when they're feeling like, I was victimized in the past, and I've got a lot of hurt and a lot of pain, and I'm not ever going to let someone do this again to me, but they're coming back. They're about to get another job. They're about to get reacclimated into society. They're trying to take on some leadership, but there's something there that's really tough. As a mentor, how have you seen these programs really speak into that space and have some breakthroughs?
Our department has partnered with the John Ponder's program, Hope for Prisoners, for several years now, and it's a great program. One of the things that he does is he brings a group of officers into his program to try to bridge the gap between the people that are being let out and the police officers, to show that we're not so different from them and that we're just all people, and we just have we had a job to do, but they can see us not so much as the enemy anymore, but just a human being that just has a different job. And some of the stories that our officers will share during this mentorship really kind of makes these people that are coming back into our society go, oh, wow. You know, they're actually not just, they have the bias against police officers. No, they're just actually just people. People that are out there doing a job. And it also shows on the flip side, for the officers that go to these mentorships, we begin to see these people as just not just prisoners being released or ex-felons, but they're actually just people too, looking for that second chance, trying to do a better job and trying to get their life back together.
We're all working to make our city a much better place to live, and we're talking with Lieutenant Nate Chio from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department today. He works for the Office of Community Engagement. But you know what? There's only so much our officers can do. People think there's cops everywhere. Your department is a perfect example. You have your Police Athletic League, and there's just a few officers that are dedicated to that. And then you have other ones that are working in homelessness and working different opioid prevention programs. It's spread pretty thin in a lot of these situations. There's not a lot we can do as a department organizationally without the help of our communities getting involved. You need mentors to reach out to these at-risk youth. You need coaches to work with the Police Athletic League. You need families stepping up to say, hey, we can actually help organize a neighborhood watch program, and we can put some protocols and some different strategies in place to help build peace into our neighborhood and speak life to the people that we live in our streets.
Yeah, we could use all the help we can get. Like I said, we try to partner with the community. We have 9 area commands throughout the city, and each area command has a community-oriented policing team. And the Office of Community Engagement acts as a central hub for those community-oriented policing teams. But each team always looking for partners to partner with within their respective geographical areas. So please, if you have a heart to volunteer or a heart to help, reach out to your COP teams for your neighborhood watches and things of that nature. For my section, for the Office of Community Engagement, if you don't mind, Scott, I'm going to give you guys a couple numbers. For our PAL program, if you have an at-risk youth that could really help, could be benefited by the PAL program, to sign them up, please call 702-572-5938. If you want to volunteer for PAL, the number is 702-828-6521. Our main number for the Office of Community Engagement is 702-828-3309.
And so the PAL program is the Police Athletic League, where you have flag football teams, you guys are building street hockey teams, maybe even some baseball teams down the line, and you still need a lot of coaches for this summer and into next fall.
I foresee in the future that our PAL program really expanding, and again, I only have 2 officers to run it. But for an example, the Raiders have really stepped up. They're coming into our city, and they gave us some money to start Flag Football League, and that's kicking off actually this Saturday at Rancho High School is the Flag Football Combine, and that's in the works. And we're partnering with the Golden Knights to do a valley-wide street hockey league. We've already partnered with the NHL to take some of those at-risk youth to go into to learn how to skate, and we gave them hockey equipment. So kudos to the National Hockey League. One of the programs we started last year was with our Summerlin Rotary Club and REI, who stepped up and had an Outward Bound project where we took these at-risk youth within this inner city, and we took them out on outdoor adventures, hiking into Red Rock and Mount Charleston, and showed them, you know, got them outside their neighborhood. And it was amazing to see the reaction on these kids' faces, because they'd never been outside their neighborhood. And they were just like, wow, they were amazed. And for us, if we are able to open up their eyes in that aspect, we are also able to open their eyes to, hey, maybe there's something better that I could do. That there's a whole world out there, there's a bright future out there if I just take the right steps. And that's the whole purpose of PAL, is to use sports, use those outdoor activities, get these at-risk youth and kids engaged, and show them that there's other possibilities besides what they've been used to, what they're exposed to currently.
So if there's some students in your life, you're thinking, wow, they could really plug in with some of those teams, would love to be a part of the Police Athletic League. I mean, the Flag Football Combine is going on at Rancho this Saturday. How do we get involved?
They've already had some signups and there's some teams already set. I know that the Combine's going on this Saturday, and afterwards the season will go, I think, for 3 months, and then we'll reprogram it again, so it'll be a rotating thing. So it'll be a all-year thing. If you want to get involved and have more information about our PAL program, please visit our website at pallvmpd.com. That's pallvmpd.com. It has all our programs on there, how to sign up, our contact information, and all our upcoming events.
Well, thanks for coming in today. We're talking to Lieutenant Nate Chio from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on SOS Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.